This is TWiT.
Microsoft announced yesterday that Windows 10 will be a free upgrade for current Windows users, even those running pirated versions of Windows. Ars Technica UK senior editor Sebastian Anthony is here to explain what the heck is going on. Welcome to you, Sebastian.
Hi. Nice to be on the show again.
Thanks for coming on. Now, why are they rewarding pirates with a free upgrade?
So let's frame this as in, this was announced by Terry Myerson in an interview with Reuters. Like, it's you would expect this kind of thing to be on stage at a build conference or something like that. It's a weird story. We thought it was framed around China because China has a rampant piracy problem. But then eventually Microsoft PR told us that it's going to be everyone gets a free upgrade to Windows 10. We're all still kind of reeling from that. We're not quite sure what to make of it. I'm pretty sure it revolves around Windows as a service. Basically, every other operating system is free now, and Microsoft needs to make money somewhere else. So it's going to be Skype subscriptions, app sales. It's going to be bundled Office 365 with other services and that kind of thing. And as part of that, Microsoft really needs everyone to be on Windows 10, even pirates, basically. And I mean, the other way of looking at it is that pirates never really made Microsoft much money anyway. This way, they may actually get something out of them. But even if not, then at least these computers will be safe, secure, updated. You know, it's a bold move from Microsoft. But I would say it's a kind of everyone wins, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Sebastian, you know, Microsoft, notoriously in some ways, they extracted so much of the value in the past out of the PC ecosystem, right? The PC makers have been left to really fight each other tooth and nail for profits. And there's very, razor-thin profits in the actual PC business. And Microsoft was making all of the money off of the software licenses. They are, with this move, they are drifting away from that a bit. You wrote about that, in your piece, they're moving into this model where more of the income comes from outside of licensing. Let's talk a little bit about that and how they plan to do that, and sort of why some of that is a smart model, some of it's adjusting to the times that they live in and that kind of thing. Tell us a little bit more about your perspective on that.
I think, as you say, so the margins in the PC business are abysmal. They're down at like 2 or 3% for people like Dell, HP, and all that margin is purely from the shovelware that they put on PCs. That's why you get all this awful software on your, store-bought PC. And now, I guess you could say this puts more power in the hands of OEMs to make some money. I think it will be very interesting to see how the industry reacts to this. But on the other hand, Microsoft is still going to make a lot of money from enterprise, from business. There's no sign that Windows is going to be free, I think, in the enterprise. I still think it's going to be software assurance subscriptions over there. I don't know. I think we may need to see how this one plays out. I think this is very much about, Windows 8 was not very good. The ecosystem, the third-party developers were no doubt pretty upset by Windows 8. I see Windows 10 as maybe an attempt to bring everyone back under the same kind of roof, and hopefully inspire some interesting development, get everyone kind of loving Windows again. I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting. I mean, any way you look at it, the desktop industry is not the most exciting industry right now. It's all about smartphones still. Microsoft is obviously hoping that if everyone is using Windows 10, then that may finally kickstart Windows on the phone. But again, we've been writing that kind of thing for a while. This will finally kickstart Windows Phone. Will Windows 10 finally get Windows Phone up and running? I hope so. I've always, I really want a third runner in the smartphone business. And Windows 10 is the obvious third person. But whether that actually happens, I honestly don't know. I hope so.
How about you? So you talked about enterprises. Enterprises are still going to pay for support. Like you said, software assurance, which is a license that lets them have Microsoft software across all of their stack of machines and get support for it when they have difficulties. But for consumers and for places like China, where there are literally millions and millions, hundreds of millions of pirated copies of Windows, this goes down to, you know, to a kind of a consumer play where they are essentially giving Windows away for free and making a platform play in that sense, right? Can they win as a platform? That is essentially acting in many ways like a mobile platform where you're making money off of, you know, commerce, you know, selling things like movies and software and music through, you know, your own sort of stores and that kind of thing. There is good money to be made in that. Apple and Google are showing it. Microsoft's already done a little bit of it. Do you think that they can win with that? Do you think that that's the direction that they're headed in with this? And do you think that the strategy, you know, will change Windows by essentially turning it into more of a commerce platform, the consumer version of Windows, than a piece of software that you're selling someone?
Sure. You're correct. It's a platform play. You know, we talk a lot about this, it being free for pirates, free for everyone. But yes, what is the actual impact of that? And you say that Apple and Google both make money from this. Apple makes all its money from hardware. Google doesn't make a lot of money from, I forget what the exact figures are, but I think like Android in total, including apps and all that kind of stuff, as in their cut of app revenue is still, I think, yes, under a billion a year. I think it's still quite small. You know, and don't forget Microsoft historically, I think Windows generates on the order of like 9 billion per quarter, I think, something insane like that. So I think, I mean, I see this as Microsoft trying to stay relevant. I see it as Microsoft trying to keep the desktop PC going for as long as possible, and it still will go for years and years and years. But I don't see Microsoft suddenly making a lot of money from this. I see it more as, let's try and keep the PC relevant. Let's try and keep Microsoft relevant while we try and develop a new market where we can actually make lots of money. And I assume that's going to be mobile. But again, whether they can actually make a big market in mobile, again, the revenues are going to be purely based on app sales, that kind of thing. I think it'll be tough. But I'm also excited to see Microsoft, you know, giving up this huge source of revenue. You know, that shows they're willing to change. They're willing to do something different, which is exciting. You know, they have been kind of stuck in the mud for a few years now.
The most shocking part of this news, of course, which everybody is zeroing in on, is the fact that they're offering this free upgrade to pirates. And of course, you know, China is a major software pirate. I'm curious, how widespread is the pirating of Windows in China these days, not only among end users, but also among businesses and even government?
I'm not sure if they've broken out consumer versus enterprise. The latest report is 74% of all software, commercial software in China, is non-genuine. So in the interview with Reuters, Myerson said they're hoping to tackle hundreds of millions of users with this this free upgrade thing. Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, it suggests that there are, I would say, 300, 400 million users of pirated Windows in China. I don't think it could be more than that. So it's a huge, a huge percentage in China. But then I was looking at the BSA report, and I think Indonesia was 84% non-genuine software. But then I think, I don't remember the exact figures, but I think Western Europe was more, I think it was like down at 14%, around 10, 15%. So you have some idea of, you know, developing markets are 70 to 80%, and Western Europe, US, is probably 10, 15%. So it's a huge amount of money. But then also, it's not a huge amount of money if you give away Windows for free. It'll be interesting to see where this goes, for sure.